Every generation has different questions that they should be asking or thinking about asking when it comes to retirement. And this week on the podcast, actually for the next couple of episodes, we're going to talk about questions every generation should be asking right here on Tag Talks with June Horn.
This is Tag Talks with June Horn, the CEO and founder of Transition Advisor Group. Join June for insightful conversations about how to successfully chart your retirement journey.
Hey, everybody, welcome into the podcast. June and I here to talking about all of the kind of things that go into retirement and strategizing for retirement. And we thought it'd be kind of fun to break up a conversation about some generational questions that she kind of sees in her business, her practice, as well as others all around the country, questions they kind of have. And we're going to really focus primarily, I think, on baby boomers on this first episode, and then we'll look at Gen X, my generation, on the next episode. So we'll have a conversation about that, because I think once you get to 50, you start really kind of thinking a lot more about the whole retirement journey. And so that's certainly going to fall in line with some Gen Xers as well. But it should be a fun conversation with June. So welcome in, June. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing great, Mark. How are you today?
Doing pretty good, hanging in there. And obviously, you know, your demographic is going to be made up of primarily these two demographics,
that's
right?
Correct.
Gen Xers and boomers.
Sure.
Although I think it's funny. They changed the, you ever notice this? They changed the age range on these, I think, to suit whatever article they've written.
You could be right about that. Yeah.
It's well, because I'm looking at this one for Gen X, and it's talking about 1965 to 1976. And I'm like, well, that's not even 20 years.
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah. And I think it used to be like 82 or 83, but for whatever reason, we're still going to have a conversation about it. We'll have a good time chatting.
We'd
on
be
it.
Added the millennials now in there. So that's what took away from the Gen X. Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. And Gen X is already so small anyway. We're the smallest demographic there is anyway. So stop taking our people is what I'm saying. But anyway, let's have a conversation about this. Let's just jump in through and run through some things. So, according to current numbers, the baby boomer generation, June, is 1946 to 1964. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And clearly they're nearing retirement age. Golden years are, you're either in them or they're right around the corner. My mom's obviously in this range. She's, she's 80. You know, so, you know, there's things that they have clearly that questions they have that are going to be different from, you know, different people, different age groups. So what's the best, let's start with the best approach. Since the name of your company is Transition Advisor Group, let's just start with the best approach for transitioning from that job, that steady income, to retirement.
And that's always a tough one too. That's probably the biggest, I would say the biggest concern, biggest fear of what do I do when I don't have that income coming in anymore? And how can I help myself do that? I remember back, this is a couple years back, I had a gentleman come in and he and his wife and we were going over everything and I did a plan and he said to me, June, I don't know that I can go without my paycheck every 2 weeks. And I said, if you could get that same paycheck, but get it once a month, would that be okay with you? You got to show me how I can do that. So I said, okay, let me show you. And he just sat back and go, aha, you know, I can really turn some of my assets that I have into income that will last the rest of my life. So that's really where you want to look for that steady income. Of course, we all know Social Security. And we'll talk about Social Security on another podcast someday because that's a whole nother topic.
Oh, but yeah. And we'll probably touch on it today, too.
But yeah. But, I mean, you could take your Social Security anywhere from 62, never take it less or later than 70 because you never get any kind of income or increase after that. But so we showed him his Social Security. But in addition, we showed him he could replace his income by using some of his assets, and not all of them, but some of his assets, and create a steady lifelong income. And he was so happy when he left here. He went back and turned in his retirement request and moved forward. So it was really an aha moment for him.
Yeah, I was going to say, you said he kind of had that, you know, this, so which is always good to do it. Yeah. And it is a giant gear shift, right? I mean, obviously going from, you know, if you've been working your whole life, whether you worked at one job or not, odds are, you know, if you're let's just say 65, because that's the traditional number. Mm-hmm. You know, if you've been working at this point from 18 to 65, you've been working a long time, you know, 40 plus years. It's weird to kind of shift into, well, now what do I do? And that's a big hurdle. So
yes. Yeah. That transition quote unquote, is concerning, and it's big. Yeah.
And not just the money, to your point. It's the money for sure, and that's a stressor, but also we start to kind of get the, well, now what am I going to do with all this time?
That's
and,
right.
You know, all that kind of stuff. What am I going to, how am I going to handle some of that? So we'll talk about that too. But
okay.
On the money side, let's talk a little bit about, you know, how do I address healthcare? Because obviously we've aged. We're thinking more about having to go and handle whatever might come our way from a health standpoint. And clearly the costs just continue to get, you know, spiral out of control. So it becomes a huge concern.
That is correct. Some folks have a big portfolio, they don't need to worry about that so much. But if you have an average size, I call it an average size portfolio, we take a look at what long-term care costs today. And then we look into your, and that's into your portfolio. And we say, what if one of you, which is really the statistics today, is one, is going to end up needing some kind of healthcare. It could be assisted living. It could be extended long care, skilled care.
In home.
But it could be in home. More and more people are trying to use in home. So, Mark, and I think I might have mentioned this one other time on our one of our podcasts, but it's real important that you really do take a look at that. But there's a product out there called Long Life and Combo, Life Long-Term Care Combo. So it's if you don't use it for long-term care, then it's life insurance, which is not like throwing your money away. Like the old traditional long-term care, it was sort of like your fire insurance, your car insurance. You pay that premium. You hope you never have to use it, but you need that coverage. This is unlike that. So if you, it's an underwritten product, of course, but so is long-term care, traditional. And if you can get underwritten for that, that is a great option for helping out with long-term care cost, because the we want to make sure you do that, because sometimes they say, well, I have this money or I have that money, but are you thinking about the spouse that may be left behind after you leave?
Because an event will, an event will destroy possibly their retirement.
That's
correct. And you're not thinking about it, especially if you've gone, you know, or you become incapacitated.
That's right.
And it winds up wrecking, you know, your loved one's possible retirement.
Right.
So, huge thing you got to plan around.
That's absolutely right. It's lots of, there's options out there for it to protect you, and that's the good thing.
Yeah. And if you don't address it, and again, a point of our conversation on this episode is, you know, questions that different, you know, the two different generations should be asking. So clearly these are, you know, two of the top ones. Let's talk a little bit about the great wealth transfer, June, which is the passing of all of this wealth that baby boomers have accumulated. I just saw something and I wish I could remember exactly who, where I saw it. I think it might have been on Reuters.com, or it could have been over on the Wall Street Journal. Either way, it was talking about potentially $50 billion, with a B, $50 billion to $100 billion worth of wealth being transferred from boomers to their heirs over the next, you know, I think like 25 years or something like that. So that's a lot of money, right? That's ton of money. And so, you know, a lot of times boomers will come in, if you're of that age, again, my mom being in her 80s, it's like, how do I pass on my assets to my loved ones in an efficient manner, and get the things done that I want to get done.
Right. Well, you can set it up, and this is my opinion probably, but it really falls into what you were just talking about. How can you set it up efficiently? Because if you have, if again, if you're coming from a good big portfolio, do you want to just put it in there plain and simple that the kids get all of this at one time when I pass? I don't think so.
Right.
But I would set it up that, and you can do this with different tools. It could be through an attorney. It could be through some invest or you know, some available assets that we can change things into.
Right.
Some of the annuities have this feature on it, but that they get it over a 5-year period. So I think that's always really beneficial as well. If you have a special needs child, you have to be very careful that you have a special needs trust set up for that child.
Good point.
Because if you don't, and they were to get an inheritance that large, they would lose their SSI and a lot of things. Now, that's an attorney. Yeah. You would work through an attorney with that. But that's
for setting up a trust,
There would be a special needs trust is what I've always been told. So that's something we want to be very careful with also. So,
well, if you're thinking about tax efficiency, just from that standpoint alone, let's just go with that for a second. There's something called a step up in basis, which many people you know utilize this tool. A lot of times we get questions, or you'll hear people say, "Well, what's the best way to leave my kids the house or even my portfolio?" And it's like, I'll just give it to some of them while I'm still here. And it's like, well, it may actually make more sense to do that from the step up and basis standpoint after you've passed.
That's correct.
And we can give that simple example, June, for folks. So, like, let's just say you bought your house for $100,000 and now it's worth $500,000. Mm-hmm. Well, if you give that to them before you die and then they sell it, they're going to have to pay the capital gains on that growth.
That's correct.
But if you wait until you've passed away and they get it through, you know, your will or your trust or whatever, mm-hmm. an inheritance, right?
Right.
And they sell it for $500,001, they only have to pay capital gains on the $1.
Yeah. So whatever it's worth the day that that parent passes is what you pay. Yeah, that's what the cost
super basis. Efficient. That's a great way to help pay. And that happens for multiple kinds of assets, correct?
Correct. That is correct. Yes, it absolutely does. Yeah. So those are things that we need to be aware of. That's a very good point. Yes.
Yeah, tax efficiency. I mean, the old saying is, it's not what you make, it's what you keep.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
Same thing with passing it on. Let's try to keep as much as we can and pass it efficiently.
That's right. Another thing you might want to think for tax efficiency is, and we talk about this often, is the Roth conversion. So if you have a large investment, 401k, IRA, that type of thing, and you are concerned about the children having to pay high taxes because they may have an income, they may be making $200,000 a year, and you would pay taxes if you pay it now on your income, which might be lower in your retirement.
True.
Plus, right now, taxes are lower than they've been for many, many years.
I mean, for all intents and purposes, they're on sale, June, because it's the cheapest it's been in, I think, historically, just about ever.
That's right. Yes.
Yeah.
And that's good till the end of 2025. So the beginning of 2026. So you have 2 years here to work on that too. So that's another area that a lot of my clients are looking into because they do not want to leave their children a large tax liability as well.
Yeah. I mean, they eliminated the stretch IRA a number of years ago where you could, you know, if I got my mom's 401, let's just say at the age of 50, I'm in my prime earning years, blah, blah, blah. And I could take that, I could stretch that out over the rest of my life and pull that. Well, they eliminated that. And
many
people have heard that about that. And now it's a 10-year window. So, you know, there could be ways where you could look at talking with your, you know, professional about, you know, Roth conversions, or just what am I looking at from that tax time bomb sitting there on these accounts, and I want to be efficient when it comes to transferring that, you know, to my heirs when I pass. So another big questions boomers should be asking. Let's talk about our buddy, everybody's buddy, not really, Social Security.
Yeah.
What are the best ways to kind of go about maximizing that? Because this could be a big chunk of money for people. So depending on how well you do this or not do this.
Right.
And I know there's all the stuff, June, about it's going broke. And we know the data that in 2033, 24, we're going to have some, 34, excuse me, going to have some issues potentially. But I think most people, especially if you're in this boomer demographic, you're probably going to be okay. I don't think it's going to really affect you too much, but it's still a concern.
It is, but I'm with you. I think the boomers will be okay. I think it's our next generation that may get a cut in their Social Security, but we don't even know that for sure. But what we do know for sure is that you need to take a look at your financial plan and then look at what are your expenses and what do you really need right now to live on. Yeah. And if you don't have to take your Social Security right away, let it grow, because from 62 until your full retirement age, whatever that may be, and if you don't know that, let me know and I can help you with that.
Right.
It'll grow 6.25%. Plus any,
which isn't bad.
No, it's not. Plus COLAs would be added on there too. So, and if it's from full retirement age till age 70, it grows at 8% per year.
It really isn't bad.
That's right. So the longer you can wait, most times it's the best because, you know, you get more money. So, but that's something we can take a look at. Where does it fit into the plan? And that's always the question. When is it best for you? Because what's best for you may not be best for me or for Mark or somebody else. It's what's best for you. And that's the purpose of us meeting with you and helping you through that.
Yeah. And I think if you're thinking about Social Security, sometimes people tend to think of it as this thing over here. I've got my, you know, I've got my 401 or I've got my Roth or I've got my various different assets. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. And then Social Security. And it's like, well, no, it really should be part of that cohesive overall strategy on how you want to take things. Which horse do you want to ride, so to speak, when you get into retirement? Are you pulling from your own funds first or pulling from the government, Social Security? Right. I know it's our funds that they, you know, we're getting back, but still, you know what I'm saying, right?
I know,
like, which one are you pulling from and at what time? And so, again, those are really important questions, I think, to ask. We'll finish it off with one more quick one. And that's the downsizing question that a lot of boomers will find themselves asking. Often it's because maybe they've stayed in the house they raised the kids in, June, and it's just not elderly efficient at some point, right?
Right.
You know, my mom now is in a single level apartment because she couldn't be in the house anymore and go up and down the stairs.
Right.
So the downsizing question pops into play a lot.
Sure. And again, it's sit down, do the plan around it. First of all, I'm in full agreement with downsizing into a one level, if that's what, you know, if that's what's good for you. And really, a lot of the clients do have those two-story huge houses that they raise their children in. So let's sit down. Okay. I say, go find what you think you'd be comfortable in. What's the price range we're looking at? And I find a lot of times, even when they downsize, it's almost equal right now because the price of
prices are out of control.
Properties. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. So it's just, again, it's a matter of planning, Mark. And that's really the bottom line to everything we've just talked about, right?
You know, it really is. And if you think about that, you know, some people say, well, look at the interest rate right now. Look at the prices of housings. I wanted to downsize. I need to downsize, but I can't. Mm-hmm. They maybe immediately rule it out. Well, don't rule anything out until you've gotten a strategy looked at, because you might find that it is doable. You know, it may not be ideal, but, you know, again, keep the options open, ask the questions, and there's a great way to do that. So actually, we'll throw this up here on the screen for folks. If you've got some questions or concerns, you know, reach out to June, and here's a way to do that.
Thinking about your retirement future but not sure where to begin? Transition Advisor Group is here to guide you with a complimentary retirement income review. Our approach? A personalized, step-by-step journey tailored to your unique needs. It all starts with our discover phase. Have a one-on-one meeting with our team, led by June, where we listen to your story, understand your situation, and align strategies with your financial and retirement goals. Then we strategize. Together, we'll explore ways to help enhance your retirement income strategy, crafting an approach that works specifically for you. Finally, we implement, putting your strategy into action. If you're looking for a place to begin your retirement income journey, call us at 717-718-5790 or request a visit online at tag-pa.com. At Transition Advisor Group, charting your retirement journey is our priority. Let's take the first step together.
So again, folks, every generation is going to have a different set of questions to ask. These are some that we thought baby boomers might want to have on their radar and talk with their financial professional about. So, June, we'll wrap it up this week. Anything else before we go?
No, I think we covered pretty much everything there in that segment, Mark. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, tune back in. So make sure you subscribe to the podcast, because then the next session, we'll talk about what Gen X should be thinking about.
Yes.
Folks in my generation window. So again, if you got those questions, you got those concerns, reach out to June, get yourself onto the calendar, have that chat for yourself. You can find her at tag-pa.com. That's tag-pa.com. And we'll have this pop up on the screen for folks as well. 717-718-5790. That's 717-718-5790. June is the CEO, founder at Transition Advisor Group. And if you need some help, again, reach out to her online and get started with a consultation and a conversation for yourself.
Thank you.
And until then, we'll see you next time. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button on YouTube and Apple or Spotify. We're on all the different podcasting platforms. And we'll see you next time here on Tag Talks with June Horn.
Thanks for joining us on Tag Talks. Don't forget to like today's video and subscribe on YouTube or your favorite podcasting app so you never miss an episode. And if you have any questions, call Transition Advisor Group at 717-718-5790 and connect online at tag-pa.com. Transition Advisor Group, Tag-PA, is a company that includes Transition Planning Associates, an insurance brokerage. Our company provides retirement income planning expertise to individuals and businesses in central Pennsylvania, plus licensed in Maryland, North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, and Texas. Transition Advisor Group will help you potentially protect your assets, increase your income, reduce your taxes, provide growth with stability and income you cannot outlive.
We at Transition Advisor Group partner with you to put all the proper income planning steps in place for a successful retirement. Licensed insurance professional, provided content is for overview and informational purposes only and is not intended and should not be relied upon as individualized tax, legal, fiduciary, or investment advice. By contacting us, downloading booklets, or attending events, you may be offered a meeting to discuss how our insurance and other services can meet your retirement needs. The presenters of this information are not associated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.